for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one's Rob. Let's bring him in.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Great. How are you?
Good. I was just all pumped up because you gave me a little bit of motivational words right before we went on air. And
right.
You know, I'm excited for tonight's show.
I gave you them right back, I guess, right?
Yeah, you did.
You gave me some too.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for tonight's show. I know we have a topic discussion. You know, we're spotlighting a topic tonight. And we have our good friend Lisa, the Purple Dahlia medium, or not your average medium. I don't know why I forgot that. You probably because I've been doing promotions. And
I know.
When you write that out in the promotions, it's too many characters, so it doesn't work.
Characters, yeah.
So
isn't that annoying, the character
thing? They get you. They get
That's
you
like passwords.
Time.
It has to be a certain length. So if you want it to be something short, it's, you know, no good. Or special characters. And then when you're trying to do a promotion, they're like too many characters. It's just
the promotion
limitations.
And stuff is like always like one or two letters more than I'm supposed to use. Like if it's my in my head, I have this amazing like sentence. I'm like, this is gonna be the best thing ever. Everyone's gonna come listen to our show tonight. And it you know, 65 characters max, and my amazing write up is like 68. And then I got to reformulate it because my last there's always like that one word that's like 15 characters long, and then you got to axe that, and then when you rewrite it, and then it's all messed up. It's just it's sad and bad, and it always happens. And I think if it ever goes right, then I know it's not a good write up.
Right.
Just like tonight, how I went above and beyond on all promotions, and I had everything done early, no procrastination. I do not know.
Amazing.
I did set everything about 9:45 for a 10:30 show, and I know a lot of people do stuff like days beforehand. So I'm not sure if I'm giving myself more credit, but for my usual procrastination of doing stuff at like 10:20
for
improved. A 10:30 show. It is an improvement. So I guess when you use that as your guide, then it is an accurate statement.
True that.
So, you know, and then if I can slowly build on that, like next week start promotion at like 9:30, you know, and then, you know, after like sometime in 2022 or something, be it like a day ahead. You never know.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, it's been a weird week.
It's
been a weird week. You know, I've been getting some stuff done and accomplished, and you're like, how long have you been saying you're going to get that done? You know, which I think is a bit of like a sucker punch, you know, to the face, but yeah, on top of it, it's also... You're like, finally, so you were impressed and kind of happy. So it was kind of like a mixed emotion, you know. So I don't know sometimes, you know, how to take comments when they were constructive, but not really. But it's been a big week.
Right.
We're getting a lot of stuff done. We have stuff being released. And, you know, I think everything is going to be running like clockwork. And I think... our listeners are going to like a lot of our new platforms and stuff we're going to be doing and posting.
Yeah, well, we hope so.
And if they don't, they don't have to look at it.
Well, there you go. That's one way to handle it.
And one thing people will find out is we've been stockpiling platforms and top quality domain names to release new content and new sites. And... I don't know if I don't want to go as far as saying shocking the paranormal world, because is there a paranormal world and is it really shocking? No, but it's for us and for the general public that we're going to hit with this new stuff. It's pretty cool, and I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But we did buy them and stuff, so I guess that would influence our enthusiasm because it was our idea.
True that.
No one's ever like, hey, check out my new idea. It's really stupid. You know, no one's ever said that. You know, hey, here's my new idea. It's really dumb. You know, that doesn't happen. So.
Yeah. Probably not.
But yeah, if that does happen, they're extremely bad at marketing.
Right. Or they're a marketing genius. One or the other, I don't know.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
Yeah.
No, I think with tonight's topic, you know, it goes along with a lot of stuff we're doing and releasing, and you know, I think tonight's guest, Lisa, the Purple Dahlia, not your average medium. I said it right that time. You know, she's going to come do a new show, new live podcast, live radio show that turns into a podcast. So that's cool. We'll talk to her about that. And, you know, I want to find out how I can develop my psychic abilities, which will be scary because, you know, they're still on point already.
Oh, my.
How does one develop them any further? I guess that's a question we need to ask her.
Yeah. Let's find out.
No,
let's bring her in.
I'll be honest with you.
I'm bringing her in.
We will bring her in. I wanted to finish my sentence completely. I had a sentence. I wasn't even done, and she brought her on.
Oh, whatever, Rob.
I was going to give you credit because Nikki will say, like, the craziest things, and I'll be like, you're completely crazy. That will never happen. And I think that's, like, either that's the, like, the universe looking at me and be like, oh,
catalyst.
Now we're going to make that happen. Yeah, because it always happens. You're like, yeah, I don't like this person or this or that. This is going to happen. I'm like, that's not going to happen. And you know what? It happens.
That shit happens.
And it usually involves
exactly.
me. And it usually involves me saying something like, no, that's not the case. And then it could be like the bizarre,
boom.
Like the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. And it actually happens. So now.
It's the daddy syndrome.
I don't know what
it's the daddy
it.
Syndrome.
Like,
you ask dad for a dog, he says no. You go to mom, she says yes, and then the puppy just appears.
Boom. There it is.
Because but this is the opposite. She'd be like, hey, I don't want to do this because this is going to happen. I'd be like, you're crazy. That would never happen. And you know that
that's
stupid scenario that she laid out happens.
Because
they
I think of every outcome.
When you insert a girl in it. That's the problem, Rob. Mm-hmm.
I think of every
right.
scenario and every outcome.
Yeah.
Before
how's
everything.
How's puppy doing?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He's you know,
so
getting there, I think, maybe.
Yeah, we'll take some adjustments.
We're going.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Rob.
We're going to actually have a topic tonight instead of a free-for-all discussion of nonsense, which sometimes occurs on our psychic reading nights because we have so many people talking and the guests, and it's fun, but yet it's structured differently than,
it's a lot.
You know,
a topic.
And I know one reoccurring question that we have, and I'm every free reading that we've ever had with you, and that's an accurate statistic. I'm not like sometimes I just throw stuff out there and have some kind of crazy statistics and it's not even accurate or any research put behind it. But it seems like every time we have a free reading night, people ask the question of how do they develop their abilities? What tips do you have for them? And there's at least one caller or one question pertains to that every single time. So I figured, there's a lot of people that ask it. And a lot of times when you crank through the free readings, it's more generalized. You know, it's for that specific person. You know, and it's fast. So I thought we'd talk about some time, you know, take some time to talk about it. And, you know, I know it's a topic that, you know, I jokingly said, how can I you know, increase mine at all because it's already so high, which is, you know, me just being silly. But it's something that I am interested in and trying to, you know, pick different psychics' minds throughout, I guess, the time we've been doing this and see what they say and try to, you know, find out what I think might work for me or might work for whoever's listening. So thanks for doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any
because
magic hat,
Yeah, you have to. Because we put you on a spot. And when we put you on a spot...
My magic's an inner light. I have... I'm just here. I'm just the operator. It's like trying to connect two parties on the old-fashioned phones. That's what I do.
Now, I don't recall if we had ever asked you this, because it seems like we've always just dived into, like, free readings and, you know...
Okay.
Other
I'm ready
that,
to answer.
That,
you ready?
Well, you know,
I don't.
I can't even remember what you said, like how you, you know, found out you had abilities. I don't recall this conversation. You know, someone had asked me once. They're like, well, how, you know, when did she find out? I'm like, I can't recall. I'm sure you told me, and I'm sure Nikki knows, but I think there's listeners that don't know. They will be equally as happy to hear a story.
Okay. It's not very colorful, but okay.
Just make
okay.
It
doesn't have to be.
Make it more colorful. Add stuff to it, whatever.
Okay. So there was this queen of the land of Arlington, Massachusetts, queen being my mom, and my mother had abilities, but it's not something that I was ever told that I could talk about. So it was just like, you know, your gut. Go with your gut. You always hear that all your life. You always hear me say it. Follow your gut.
Mm-hmm.
I had experiences with spirit of stuff that I could not possibly know. Like, these people were alive and have passed long before I was, like, able to say, oh, this is my name, this is how you spell it. So there's no way that I could verify it other than asking my mother. She verified it. There's just no way I could know that. It's kind of like when a kid looks at a photo album and they look at pictures and they're like, oh, I know this person. You're like, oh, honey, that person died 50 years before you were born. And they're like, okay, but that's the guy that stands in my room every night and tucks me in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can, like, there's no way a kid could Google that. Well, there wasn't even Google back then. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there was, like, little things that, when I look back, I probably should have, like, been like, oh, okay, ask more questions. But in that time period, you didn't ask questions. You did what you were told.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did what I was told. And then as, you know, you grow up and stuff, you have these gut instincts where you're like, damn, that sounds pretty good. I can do that. Holy crap, I did that. And there's a storm coming up. We're going to lose power for 4 days. My mother says, just four? Yeah, it feels like four, not more than that. Lo and behold, 4 days. Oh, there's a hurricane coming. We'll be okay. We end up being okay. There's just certain things that when you add them all up collectively, it's like a whoa. But when you do each little micro minute of when it happened, there wasn't anything like flashy. There was no like, there's no light in the sky. There was no crack of thunder and lightning. Jesus did not walk in front of me. Mother Mary didn't hang out with me and say, hey, girl, I want you to be famous.
That
I
know
really?
You should always put that
no,
you know of.
No, it just never happened.
But that you've noticed.
And then,
that you noticed.
But, I mean, I could, as far back as I can remember, I've always been able to connect with spirit, and I've always been fascinated with it. But it wasn't until maybe after I had my children that, like, I would notice if one child was at school and something wasn't going right, I'd get a certain pain in my stomach. And then if it was the other child, then I'd get a pain in a different area of my stomach. And my mother says, the boys? And I said, yeah. She's like, all right, well, let's stop off there. And I'd get to the school, and they were in the middle of lockdown. Okay, I'm checking on my kids. Well, we're having a lockdown. You can lock the building up, but I'm checking on my children. See how this plays out?
Mm-hmm.
Nana's outside. Nana's got the perimeter covered. I need to check on the children personally. I just need to put my head in and go, oh, there they are. Okay. That's all I needed to do. So, and from there, it was just like, you know, it's not even a hunch because everybody has a hunch. I think everybody at some time or another, their gut will indicate, like, don't get on that plane. You don't know why. Perfect example is the marathon bombing here in Massachusetts. We had our place all staked out. We knew where we were going to sit. We had a plan because, you know, every mom has a plan. I got up and I said, we're not going. They looked at me like, wait, what? Yeah, well, we're not going. Why? It's not raining. Well, where is it not raining? What is it? I'm like, I don't know what it is. I said, but I can't. Every time I put myself in the car, like we all do, like, okay, we got to get in the car. We got four kids, got to prepare snacks. As soon as I start going there mentally, I start to feel really nauseous. And I couldn't explain it to anybody. That was like probably the worst. I just knew that it was much more worse than trying to get on a plane and not liking to fly. And trust me, there was people shoving me on the plane. So it's more than that. So if that's telling me to stay home, I'm going to stay the hell home. And we stayed home, and the first bomb goes off. The exact spot where we were going to be sitting. When I say exact spot, we had actually picked out our spot, and it would have been in front of a mailbox because my husband works for the post office. So, you know, we're good with that. No, it blew up. So then I called my husband, and he was like, there's no bombs. Get your hand off the mailbox. I'm not on a mailbox. Don't lie to your wife. Today is not the day. Do not try me today. There is bomb. You went? I said, no. We stayed home. One bomb just went off. There's more. How many more did they say? I was like, they're not saying anything. I'm telling you, there's more. And just as I said that, the other one blew up. So then he's like, oh, I'll call you back. I'm like, yeah, you work on that. You work on it. So, yeah, there's just certain things that, you know, like, you know how it is. You go to a baseball game with your kids, and it's a beautiful summer day, but yet you can feel this, like, a little thickness to the air. So you know there's a storm coming before it actually happens. So you're like, oh, no, don't bring out all the stuff out of the car. Just bring a chair. Right. That's it. And then I go through the, you know, if it's thunder and lightning, drop the metal bat and just go to the car. But it's the bat. Your bat ain't going nowhere. You, on the other hand, do not fly. You will get in the car. And then to have the umpire look at me and be like, rain? Yeah, bad storm. How soon? I'm like, well, as you will see, the closer I get to my car, you should probably drop whatever metal objects you have and get in your car, too. So that became the new thing, was like, well, where is Lisa sitting today? I'm a weather indicator. Always had the ability to talk to animals. So even when I was young growing up, we'd have, like, ducks show up at our house or an injured cat, a bunny rabbit, like, things you can't explain but just know automatically what they need. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, ducks can get hiccups, in case anybody wanted to know.
Oh, wow.
Water. So that's why that they eat their food in the water is because they don't. They get hiccups, and it's kind of funny to watch them have hiccups because they actually get a little airborne. So, ducks get hiccups. Live and learn. Who knew?
Well, I didn't. Didn't have a damn clue.
And then you've had other psychics on that I've had them, you know, do a reading for me, and they'd be like, oh, did you know your mother was a healer? I did, but I just didn't know what type of healing she did, other than the fact that she could take a frantic, screaming child. We're talking not even like a terrible two nightmare, but the kind that you just want to go, why did I have children? She could take one of those and calm them down in like 30 seconds.
Wow.
Like nothing, like no waving of the hands, and she was always able to do that. Kind of crazy because I had the kids, and I'm like, no, they're going to kill each other tonight. I know it. Call my mother, and she's like, oh, let me talk to them, put me on speakerphone, and she talked to them, and they just type right down. But she said, don't give your mother a hard time or I'm going to kill you. Nothing like that. She would just talk to them, and they would just type right down. Unless, of course, I brought my mother to a hockey rink, that's a whole different ball of wax. that's a different element altogether. I've won quite a bit of football pools, and it's not like I've had anybody pick the numbers, because, you know, they don't pick the numbers till the end, I guess. And I just know if our number is going to win. So, like, as soon as I get my number, I'm like, oh, okay. And everybody's like, well, and I'm like, no, no, y'all pick your number. Leave me out of it. I'm done. I just needed to know my number. And then the rest of the day, I'm like, so how much money do I get if I win that part of the game? And my husband's like, why? I'm like, just asking. And he's like, what do you know? I'm like, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. And then later he comes home with the money, and I'm like, woo, let's make a ring. Give the kids some extra money. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Now, what about your – you said your mom had abilities. What kind of abilities did she have? Same type?
No, she was more of a healer, so she could connect with children and animals. So I suppose that's where I get my intuitive from. It's from her. I've had great aunts that had some questionable activities, like maybe a little Wiccan here and there. That it's like, again, they never wrote this down, so it was never like, okay, so let's go back in time. So great, great, great so-and-so, she did this. It was never that discussion. It was told to me by my mother that you don't flash cash, so you don't flash your abilities. Keep it to yourself, because you're never going to know, like, who is interested in you for you as a friend, or if it's your abilities. The same way with money, where people are always like, well, I don't know who's my friend or who's just here because I get cash. So
right.
I was told never to, you know, flaunt it. And then I was doing tarot cards for, like, my niece and nephew and my sons, like, for Halloween parties and stuff. And my kids learned how to do them when they were small because they were attracted to certain, like, caricatures and picturesque sets of tarot decks. And so I got the one. They were really good at it. But it was probably, yeah, when my youngest started being able to turn on and off streetlights and set off store alarm systems wearing just like a pair of shorts and one of those little skimpy tanks and flip-flops, but he could set it off by being too happy. Yes, well, I said that, too happy. So here
wow.
I had to tell my kid, like, stop setting it off. When you go through the alarm system,
stop being
at
happy.
The store, make, yeah, think about something that could stop.
Right.
Which
I would have been really good at that.
The manager was like, this kid doesn't have, like, he's got barely any clothes on to qualify as shirt and shoes, and he's setting off the alarm. I'm like, yeah, like, we could pull down his basketball shorts, but trust me, buddy, it's going to be 50-50 whether he wore pants today or not. So just know that ahead of time. And then every time we would go in there, it would happen, and the manager would just take a look over and be like, oh, he's fine, because there's no other way to explain it. We took him, his favorite place, Salem, Massachusetts, you know, home of Lori Cabot, the high priestess Lori Cabot. Pardon me, I don't want to, you know, get any bad voodoo out there. But, yeah, he met her. She came out from doing a reading. And my sons wanted some extra protection for a hockey tournament, naturally. And she came out and she was like, wow, your kids have an amazing aura. And so we were going to buy these Lucky Charm malachite rocks. And she said, oh, let me put some oil on them. But, like, when I say fascinated, like, she's not touching my children. She's going around them, touching their aura. So whoever she was talking to in her, like, room that she does the readings came out, and the most gorgeous-looking Native American woman I have ever seen in my life. Like, the epitome of Hollywood plus a little glam. Like,
wow.
I can't even begin to tell you. Like, you felt that she was special. You just didn't know what her specialty was. And she started messing with my kids' aura, too. And then they looked at us and said, yeah, when the three of you are together, you're invincible. Nobody can touch you. I'm like, oh, my son's like, when you say that, is that like a cross check or is that like a penalty box? Nobody can touch you. And Lauren's like, I'm pretty sure that you're going to do okay in the tournament, guys. Which my son's younger team, the younger son, his team won their division. First one's on the ice, caused everybody a 45-minute delay on their games. You can't tell little kids that when something shiny that they have to get off the ice. They don't like to listen. They're like chihuahuas. They just run all over the place. So that's when I knew that my sons had it. And then she said to me, she's like, you're going to want to come back. And I said, okay, because you won't have to twist my arm twice, because Cameron and I love it there. And she's like, no, she's like, I want you to come to one of my classes or come join us up on the hill, which is where Jenna lives now, by the way. And I said, oh, we don't go up to that hill. Told about the experience. My youngest told her about the experience, and she was like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be in there after dusk, she said, but if you're with me and my group, the coven, we should be okay. And I'm like, okay, I'll keep that in mind. She said, and then she pulls me aside, and she's like, you're about to have your awakening. She goes, so anything you've been told prior, she said, that's true. And she said, and if you have any questions, you can always come back and ask. Okay. Sure. We're going to go to hockey practice, sure. And the whole time I'm driving home thinking, like, that's a weird thing to say to somebody. I mean, first of all, how privileged was I to meet Lori Cabot and her daughter and her lovely guest? But then to be told that little tidbit of information. So the youngest is like, so what are we going to do first? I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, if you're having your awakening, like, can't you make, like, the water, like, part and stuff? And I'm like, I kind of think that's what she meant. But I can see it because, you know, a little too much History Channel. You know, I can see it. Easter's coming, the dividing of the water. Every kid wants their mother to do that. It didn't happen that way. They run the gamut of, they give you a little bit of each ability to see what you're good at and what you totally suck at. And unfortunately, they kept a couple of ones that I really suck at because I think they found it amusing, even though I'm not that amused. So height is still an issue. I can remote view, but astraling, which is putting yourself in the air above an area, I sort of need to tie like a hiking cord around me, which everybody laughs at. And they're like, you realize you're connected to nothing. I'm like, yeah, but it's mind over matter. If my mind doesn't matter about this, then we're good. I'm not going to puke on anybody. So that's one that I shouldn't have kept, but they gave it to me anyways. Lovely people. I don't know what they were thinking. and then animal intuitive, any pet we've had that has crossed Rainbow Bridge usually returns to me. So you'll hear them to the point where my mother's like, I know you heard that cat crying. I'm like, yep. Did you get a new kitten? No. What kitten is that? I'm like, it's the old one. You sure? I said, yeah, because he's hanging by the front door, which is what the old one used to do. Oh, okay. How do you pick good animals? I've never picked an animal yet that was a bad pet, ever. Ever. And I've had loads of them growing up. I've never not had a pet growing up. But some other people in my family couldn't pick a good animal if it was tagged with their big neon ribbon and a flashing light that says, pick me because I'm the sane one out of the group. No, they're going to pick the demon seed out of that litter. Like, when I say demon seed, like, cats don't normally attack phone company people that come in to install a phone, electricians. Oh, they don't usually lunge for people's throats. I'm like, what is wrong with this cat? She's like, oh, your sister picked it out. Oh, then it makes so much sense. So I've always done the picking for the animals. So when my mother wanted a cat, we got her one. And, of course, like, they're saying this cat's like, oh, this cat don't like men. This cat, you know, he's got issues, this and that. And I looked at my mother. I said, this is the cat you want? And she said, yeah. I said, okay, they're saying he has issues. And she goes, don't they all say that? I'm like, I know. They've never met you. I get it. Brought the cat over, and the cat was my mother's best friend. I get cats, and my husband's like, how long have you had this hiding in the house? Why? How long do you think he's been here? He's like, what, a month? I'm like, no, we just picked him up. No, he shouldn't be that comfortable on the couch or chilling out or be like, what's up? And I know where everything is that fast. I'm like, you'd think, right? But no, every pet that I get sort of, it's like they were meant to be mine. So I always tell people when you're looking for a pet, make sure you look into their eyes because the eyes really are the window to the soul. So it's kind of hard to convey to a shelter or something. Yeah, I'm looking for a cat or a dog, but they have to have kind eyes. But I have noticed as of late that a lot of people that work at shelters already have abilities. Isn't that convenient? Because they sort of know. Right. Like, they know which one can be saved and which one is that demon seed cat that attacks people that doesn't deserve to be shitty oxygen level. You know what I'm saying? Like, you love that cat so much you just want to squish its lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually know. So if it's somebody that's going to adopt an animal at a shelter, I always say, like, check them all out. Go there with no expectations, because even if you go with the highest expectations, you don't go in with what you thought you wanted for a dog or a cat. You leave with the best cat for you. It's weird. Like,
right.
They pick us as much as we pick them. Like,
I believe
your
that,
puppy,
totally.
Your puppy hasn't had the greatest puppyhood, but he is so your dog. He is so your dog. Like,
and we're both hard-headed.
So. Like, yeah, he's like, just don't worry about it. I'm not a little daisy. I'm not going to, whimper over. No, I'm good. Let me know
right.
if you want a pony ride.
Exactly. That's funny.
So that's where I get the animal intuitive, I think, is from my mom. Again, like, my mother was like, you're like the Dr. Doolittle of your generation, because if there's a hurt or injured animal, they just always manage to find me. We ended up with cats and dogs growing up that we don't even know how we got them. Like, they just sort of came home one day, and that was it. They were ours. I've had other cats that would try to follow me on the bus to get to school, and the bus driver's like, is that your cat? Turn around, like, oh, yes. But I was already running late. So I had to get off the bus, bring the cat across the street, walk them all the way to the house, put them in the house so I could go off back up the street, wait for the next bus, and this is like one-time thing. So you figure, this is a cat million, right? No, they're all like that. Or every cat I've ever owned has liked water. So you can't, like, throw water at them and be like, don't go near the Christmas tree. Because they sit there and they catch the water from the squirt bottle in their mouth, like, okay, what else are we going to play today? Or you hop in a shower and then all of a sudden you feel this wet, soggy thing by your feet and you're like, oh, no, I don't even want to look. And you look down, and there's the kitten like, hey, Mom, what are we doing? It's not a normal thing. Or when they turn on the faucets by themselves because they like the water. It's weird. But every cat I've ever had has liked the water. And we've had some pretty crackpot kind of kitties and doggies through my lifetime. But, yeah, they've all been a benefit one way or the other, either for humor. Like, my mother's cat used to climb the neighbor's tall pine tree, go up on their second floor, enter through their balcony, go in, eat their cat's food, beat the shit out of their cat, take a nap on their couch, and then get up and leave to come home across the street when he heard my mother's car.
That's funny. That's a smart cat.
Would ride in the back of an ambulance. Because, when you have family that works for them and they're on break or whatever, and then they take off because they got a call and they come back like 10 minutes later with the sirens blaring, get the freaking cat out of the back. It's like, how did you not notice him go in?
He would just crawl
out on the gurney, and like it was driving somebody home. He would sit in the back window. So you're driving up, the highway, and you have people honking at you thinking, oh, wow, that's the weirdest bobble cat I've ever seen. And the cat's in the back window cleaning himself and taking a nap, tails whipping back and forth. Like I said, we've had some pretty crazy ones. Ones that shouldn't have even been ours. Like, we've had dogs that lived with us for a week. We found it a proper home, and then the dog took off into somebody's car because decided he didn't want to live with them anymore. Like, you go to a park to walk your new dog, and this car pulls up and gives a whistle, and that dog just takes off with them, and you're sort of like, what the? That's my dog! The dog's like, peace out! It would have been good home, but apparently you've never owned a dog before. This dog would have gone around. Just things like that. Like, that's how I got my first chihuahua, was just a random thing. And then, cats, I've always had cats, and cats are the worshipped ones. I mean, let's face it, in Egypt, cats were not there for anything else but to be worshipped, which is, I think, how they get that stuck-up nose that they give us all the time. Like, I'll let you know if I want to be patted. And then, if you start patting them, then they're like, no, I didn't tell you to stop. That condescending look that they give you, I'm pretty sure that goes back to Egypt. I'm pretty sure.
That makes sense. Yeah. Now, I have a question. How would I know if I was having an awakening? Like, how do you know? Does somebody have to tell you, or is there ways to know yourself?
There are.
Then what is it? Like, what is the awakening? Like, you know,
okay.
All of a sudden you just wake up and your abilities are all zoned in and you're good to go.
That was good. Doing readings. Yep.
Okay. They call it the awakening because unbeknownst to you, even if you had a good gut instinct, all of a sudden everything you've ever known about life gets kind of shuffled. But in a way that the colors are brighter, the shades of the sun have colors now. You look at somebody who might have a really bad attitude and you see like red around them, like an aura, where that teacher that takes on the most difficult kids is just surrounded by a white or a light blue light. So you know that one's kind of going for sainthood right there. She's already earned her karma points. So that's what you notice until you meet your first drunk. Now, for those of you having an awakening, you meet your first drunk, you will totally understand what I've said, because all of a sudden, sober as you are, because you've got children with you, all of a sudden you get so tipsy where you know it's going to be the walk of shame in the morning. You know you're going to be hugging the porcelain gutters. You know all this stuff's going to happen, but you haven't had a drop to drink. Like you're slurring and you're like, how the hell am I slurring? I haven't had. But the second that person passes you and they're no longer near you, it goes away. You're back to being sober going, what the hell was that? And people who are on narcotics, when you're having your awakening, you gotta be choosy where you go. Most of us don't do well in public areas like large crowds. And because we pick up everybody's thoughts. Growing up, the closest thing I can say was watching that TV show, The Greatest American Hero. Remember, he was just like a nobody, and then like he had this costume, and he still didn't understand how his superhero powers worked and so forth. It's kind of like that. Like, you don't know what you can do. You just know things you've done that you can't do anymore. Or things that you already could do sort of get a new, like a facelift to it. It's kind of how other cities and towns must feel when they win a sports championship. We're here in Boston. It just, we wake up and we're like, yeah, smells like a parade. You just know. You literally just know. I mean, I know people have like called games before and they use all the technology, this and that. And I sort of just go into it like, okay, I'm going to close my eyes. Point at that team, and that's the one I want. Pick another team, that's the one I want. And which one do you think is going to win? It's going to be close my eyes, do it again, and that's the one that wins. There's no rhyme or reason where I can say, like, oh, okay, so I studied this team and what the coach's notes said. There's none of that. With abilities, everybody's born with them. Everybody's born with them. But at some point, somebody has whispered in our ear, oh, they're not real. That's make-believe. You know, you're a liar. That's not really happening. That's the detriment to it. And through our history of our country, there's been times when spiritualism is a hot topic, and then there's other times where it's not needed. Usually in the times of strife, Abe Lincoln's wife, you know, there's many incidences that kind of strife, you'd be surprised if there wasn't any spiritualism. But that's basically where it became popular. Like, it came from the back room to the front room. And then it sort of goes away again, and then it comes back. So which I guess it's just depending on the depression, the wars, whether or not people are going to accept it or not. I try not to think about it like a Stephen King Pet Cemetery kind of feel, because that would be scary as hell. But it's true, if you try to bring back something that's already dead, it doesn't come back the same.
So I guess my next follow-up, I have a follow-up question on that. If you mentioned about going past, you know, and being by someone who is, you know, drunk or narcotics or whatever, and having that feeling,
like more than
how are you
to the wind, Rob?
Right. Well, how are you, like, if you're walking through the hospital? Like, do you get those feelings as well, like, with people's ailments and stuff?
Oh, my God.
Is that something that you can
So this is a stupid rumor that I used to say to my mother, like, they've got it backwards. And if you walk into a hospital and I see a chapel within the first 5 feet of me entering the hospital, that screams to me, you don't have faith in your abilities to heal people, let alone do surgeries right. My mother would tell you that that's a sign that they're spiritual and that they have faith in their abilities. I'm like, the chapel was 3 feet in the door, Mom. That can't mean a good thing because I know people that have died here, so that's not a good thing. Or if I go to the stab lab, otherwise known as the blood lab, let's call it what it is, the DMV stab lab, there's things, and I have to say things that hang out there that like to feed on blood. So if you go down to your average stab lab that you get for your physical, okay, go down to the stab lab, I mean, you're sitting there and you're like, well, because I see like three people sitting there, like that's kind of weird. And then you see somebody else sit on that same chair, and so they're sitting on these people, but then they sort of become see-through, transparent. Then you're like, okay, either I've lost too much blood or I'm hallucinating. But when they follow you onto the elevator and then follow you back out to your car, you're sort of like, excuse me, boo, who said you could come? Did you just come from that hospital? Yeah, get your ass back in the hospital because you ain't coming home with me. Mm-mm. Nope, nope, nope. That's not how this plays. That's where the grounding and meditation and protecting yourself with healing light all comes into play. Because it's almost like you have to have your own private security. Because there are some very creepy things that live in blood labs, funeral homes, cemeteries. You know, there's some, it's not every cemetery, but every cemetery sort of has that kind of gray area over them. Like nobody, nothing grows in that corner. It's under direct sun. Yeah, but nothing grows. Like, you ever wonder why? I'll tell you why. Because that's the dark section of the cemetery where you just go, you know what? Tonight I'm going to say an extra prayer. I'm not religious, but I'm going to say an extra prayer anyways, just for this corner because it's creepy. It gives off a negative energy, kind of like when you're going into a hostile haunted house. That extra thickness to the air. And it just feels like there's like a film of darkness over it. Like you can feel it. Like literally you can put your hand into it. It's a weird feeling, but you can put your hand into it. When I go to cemeteries, I get the spirits of the people popping up like through the ground, being like, hey, like, hi. So you'll never see me in a skirt at a cemetery ever, ever again. Happened once and only once. Because there's a lot of soldiers buried there. And, yeah, and whoever decided that making one at a cemetery was a good idea, you're an idiot. Because that ain't never going to happen. we were driving home one night, and my husband has this canny ability to find cemeteries in the middle of nowhere. And I said to him, I said, I think I just saw car lights. And he said, oh, maybe they're making out. I said, now what fool would take a girl to a cemetery to make out? He goes, what do you mean? I go, the spirits jump up and they're like, hey, and they call like, hey, Joe, come here. This is better than the cable. It's like, my husband's like, oh my God, I never even thought of it like that. I'm like, yeah, well, unfortunately, I can see them. So
that's
when I
funny.
See a bunch of spirits going around one vehicle, I'm like, this ain't good, and just go home. He's like, well, do you want me to? No, don't do anything. I don't want to see it either. Let's go home. I can't even imagine, but I suppose, I don't know who came up with the idea that thought that was a good idea, but yeah, no. But some cemeteries at one point, they invited people there to have picnics and stuff. I mean, some of the cemeteries are gorgeous, and they all still have one of those dark spots in one of the, in the cemetery. There's always an area that nothing will grow.
Right.
So, I mean, moss. And stuff, yeah, there's a list of places that if I go, I prefer to have my youngest with me because he can create like a white noise that keeps me from hearing everything and me being affected by the surroundings.
Now, how do you ground yourself?
Well, usually, now there's many variations of how you can ground. I'm not going to name names, but there's some popular ones on TV that decide to lay on the floor. Listen, if there's bugs, creepy crawly spiders, mice, whatever. I'm not laying on any floor. Ew and ew, okay? That's some braveness, especially if you've never been to the area. That's like some creepy braveness because I would not want to know whatever is crawling underneath the floor. So I usually just, I center myself and I picture myself in the most calming scenery that I can. So for me, it would be like a beach or maybe a quiet yard with a couple of trees and some grass. And then I'm going to picture myself surrounded by the whitest light that there is. And I also picture myself as a mighty oak tree, like the tree of life. So my arms are the branches. My body is the trunk. My toes are the roots, and it's digging into Mother Earth, and I'm just, you know, holding on. I do, but in a pinch, like especially where paranormal investigators are, listen, when shit goes south fast, find yourself a tree and hug it. I know it sounds very Cambridge, Massachusetts. I realize that. Trust me. Which is why I always used to joke with the kids when we had a play in Cambridge, you know, hockey doesn't go, oh, hug a tree. And then it became a phrase, like, never saw that coming. But if you hold the tree is already grounded into the soil. So it's an instant connection. So if you got something following you or trying to follow you home from a site that you're investigating, grab a tree trunk. Hug it like it's your mama. I love you, Mom. I love you. Hug it. It will ground you. I don't recommend it, though, when then there's a lightning storm. That's probably, like, the only downfall. But I, for the most part, show everybody that there's many ways to interpret it, grounding. I find the easiest one to be the tree because you can even teach kids to ground, especially if they have nightmares. That usually is a good way to put up like a beacon that says, you ain't gonna mess with my kid, they can ground. You ain't messing with them, especially if your kids get abilities. So you just picture yourself as the tree and you push out all the negatives. So you can't be like thinking, oh, I have to iron that shirt. I got to go to the store and grab milk. You can't be doing that. You can't even be like, oh, I got that final exam to study for, or, you know, I got an essay to write. Can't do that either. You've got to push anything negative or distracting out and tell spirit, like, okay, I'm ready for you. Let's go. I'm ready for you. And they'll wait, usually. But if you're on the fence about your abilities, whether or not you want to pursue them, acknowledge them, or use them, they will torment the shit out of you till you use them. They cause migraines. They cause these mysterious headaches. Some people get the chills when they're working with spirit or connecting. I know Joni and I, we tend to sweat when we're connecting with spirit. I know a few others that do that too. We thought that was everybody, but I think it's just us. It must be the identifier of, well, look, Joni and I can do lots of stuff that people can't, right? We can tag team readings, and it's not like, and I've never met Joni in person. She's never met me. Let's get this straight, people. She's Canadian. I'm a Bostonian. If you know anything about sports, you know those two are not a good combination. But for some reason, we are. Our whole lives mimic each other. So when we do readings and we tag team, it's like we're both standing arm in arm in the same hallway looking at the same thing. So if I say brown, Joni will be like, yeah, but when it turns its head, it's sort of got like a little ginger effect to it. I'm like, true. We're both looking at the same cat. It's like the cat's in front of both of us, and we're together. I don't know how many others can do that, but I also know that Joni and I can talk to each other through telepathy.
Right.
Which, again, like, it's easier to say what I can't do than what I can do, because when you hit a certain standard with the spirits of how you're communicating with them, to the point where you're like, okay, I got to ground for 3 seconds, take a couple of deep, relaxing breaths, and we work with it. Then spirit goes, oh, you see you're getting used to it? Yeah, I got you guys down path. They go, yeah, we just changed it all for you. I'm sorry, what? So then we get our messages differently. It's never, you never go back to They're jumping through hoops. They put out the fireworks. They give you sparklers to show what they're trying to show you. They don't ever go back to that. They go to, look at me. What do you see on my face? That's what you're going to convey to the loved one on the other side. And you're sort of like, I need a little bit more than that. Just a little, like, you know, maybe a name or something. So it changes, ever evolving, but in a good way. So we get better at things. And then other things that we might have already excelled at, maybe they just fine-tune it. Like when I had to do that remote viewing for you guys at that house recently, you know, the creepy house, the one with the holes. Let me just leave it at that, the one with the holes. I had read that house before, but there was a change in how I got the messages this time, which it had happened that week where it shifted on how I got the messages. The best way I can explain it is like when your husband's channel surfing through 8,000 channels in like a minute, and you're like, how do you know none of those channels were the one you were looking for? Well, because it wasn't it, and it's still flipping. That's what happens to me. And then they sort of play like little mini commercials or like movie premiere promos and stuff. That's how they slow it down. So that's what I'm supposed to pick up. That's how it used to be. That's, for the most part, that's what they do. They just stop, like, you know, the flutter feed. They stop it, and then you have to, you look at whatever they give you. To be enough, and now it's sort of like they give me, like, a picture. So now I have to really look at the picture and zoom in and mentally check out every little thing about that picture, because they're no longer just handing the information over to me. They're like, well, you need 85% or better. We're going to need you to work today. It's like, ugh. You know, can't you just point out the cat spirit behind the tombstone? Like, why do I have to go searching through all these tombstones? It's just right. How it is. They want to keep us constantly evolving and bettering our talents. And in return, they get to do some very comical stuff to which they're laughing a lot at us.
No, I'm sure they do all the time.
They know that they've messed with us, and if they had a great sense of humor while they were alive, they brought that with them on the other side. Same thing with the negative attitudes, you know, those grouchy old-timers. Yeah.
Right.
So they stay grouchy and crusty like French bread on the other side, too. So that's why people go, oh, they're all demonic. They're not. They're just asshats.
No.
They're asshats here on Earth, and now that they crossed over, they're still the same asshole.
Well, I think what's interesting is you mentioned about some people, you know, get chills or whatever prior to, you know, communication. Now, and I know that there's a very similar feeling that Nicole and I get when we investigate. And I believe it has to do with the type of energy that Barrett has to use or is trying to use or is currently using,
we both get
the same feeling. And I don't know if it's just based on repetition.
But if you're encountering the negative one sort of give you that somebody's watching you and you can't see who's watching you kind of feeling, versus a nice spirit, which might be like a real little kid, not one of the ones that's coming across as a little kid, but a real little kid that comes out and be like, hey, you see my mom? What about my dog? You see my dog go through here? You know there's a difference. You know the genuineness. That's why I think some of the negative spirits come through as a little child, because they think everybody's acceptable. And I want to say us mothers, we look at the child and we're like, oh, bullshit.
Right.
You ain't who you say you are. I've seen that look a lie before with the Oreos. That's not playing out. So I guess it just depends on the area that you're in and the spirit specifically that you're dealing with. It's not always like, let's go in and kick the hornet's nest. Like, you know, poke the spirit, because they don't like that. And that's not always going in there with bribes either, because sometimes you're bribing a demon because you haven't learned to differentiate the good from the bad. And yes, there's still very vanilla spirits over there that are either negative or happy. They're just individuals. You know, the ones that don't laugh very much.
the way I took, you know, take it and the way I feel about different forms of communication and how they present themselves is they will use different forms of energy to present themselves. And there's a certain form of energy that her and I can spot out identically every single time. And it was weird. Like there, I remember one time, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, I'm like, hey, you know, this is kind of weird. But I get this feeling every single time, you know, the REM pod goes, like before the REM pod goes off or something else. And she's like, oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm like, it was hard for me to explain it because, you know, first of all, I have a hard time explaining my feelings in general. But secondly, you know, trying to say, hey, I get this weird sensation. Yeah. Or maybe, you know, and I guess I'll open it to interpretation. But it was weird because I had told her and she was like, yeah, I 100% get that as well. So, you know, there is a form of energy that is created when certain spirits try to communicate that we both have the same.
Are able to know ahead of time that it's about to happen.
We know ahead of time. I'm like, are you getting that feeling? And she's like, yeah, exactly.
Haven't you known, though, that if you, so whatever you feed off of, that's what you're going to get. So if you go in there with a hair across your ass and not in the best of moods, they're going to feed on that. So when you're feeding them negative energy, what do you think you're going to get back? Negative energy. If you feed them positive energy, it's almost like in Monsters, Inc., the Disney movie, you know, with Mike Tchaikovsky or whatever his name was. They were trying to scare kids because they used that energy. And then somebody figured out, oh, my God, a kid's laughter has so much more energy. We'll do that instead. Now they're trying to make them laugh by the end of the movie. It's the same thing. That's why I always tell everybody, go into wherever you're investigating. Don't go in there, like, cocky. Don't go in there looking to kick a hornet's nest. Go in there with the best attitude and the best energy you can come up with. Like, think of, wow, I just got a puppy. I'm so happy. Go in with that attitude. Or I hit the lottery. Go in with that attitude because that's going to attract and give a signal to the good spirits that are at that location that it's okay to come out. Because if you go in there with, you know, as a Krusty Krab, you're going to get like, you know, old man geezer, like the guts in the mirror that shot Jeremy's dog. You know what I mean? Like it's a little weird, but that's what you get. And then other times they just want to see what this beacon of white light is. And then they're like, oh, they're happy people. I hate happy people. And I'm sort of like, yeah, I kind of right there with you. Like, can you trust a happy person?
You know, when we talk about our investigation style to various people for whatever reason we have to talk about our investigation style, you know, our investigation style is very similar to our radio show. You know, it's upbeat. We kind of poke fun at each other, you know, and it's, you know, very friendly and happy.
Laid back.
Laid back. It's not and like... we get a lot of responses. You know, there's no interrogation. You know, exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Exactly.
But...
they're tired of being poked. I look at it this way. They were people when they were walking the earth. I'm going to treat them with just as much respect as they were when they were alive here on earth.
Yeah.
So I say hello. Like, my kids ask me, how the hell did you get that many followers on TikTok so fast? I said hello. No, really, how did you get? I did. I said hello. You said hello to everybody in the room? I go, yeah, pretty much. Nobody gets that many. I go, well, I didn't know that there was a limit or, you know, what was too much. But I'm just naturally like that. When I meet people, I'm like, hi, how are you? You know, how are you doing today? You know, I try to make myself as personable as possible. Not because I expect them to jump down my throat and be like, oh, you're a psychic, answer my questions. That's not it. It's because I want them to know that I'm just like them. And I want the best, I want to bring out the best of them instead of bringing out the worst of them.
Right.
You do realize, Rob, that it rubs off. So if you're next to somebody that has abilities, you're constantly working with somebody with abilities, and you had not a stitch of abilities before, it will rub off on you, which is also
what if you live next door to one?
So the psychic medium, the more we talk to you guys on a daily basis, the closer we become to you, like super friends, like, oh, we go out to the mall, we go out to dinner and stuff, the less likely we're going to be able to read you. Not because we don't want to, But because spirit goes, that's a serious relationship. I guess she's one of my good friends. Yeah, you can't read for her no more. And it's not just me. I mean, Sylvia Brown is the same thing. Montel Williams will tell you that she used to be able to read him, right? And then all of a sudden, because she was on there so often, she couldn't read him anymore. So I always tell my friends, like, you know, if you ever think that you're possibly going to need a question answered, then don't be calling me every morning, noon, and night, every single day, because you want to know, like, well, should I wear the blue shoes today? Girl, ain't nobody care what shoes you're wearing. Spirit's like, why do you keep pulling the fire? I gave you what Spirit said.
If I ever ask you a question and you answer it, that means you don't consider me a friend. That's what I took from what you just
said.
That's
not true. It's just that you guys aren't showing up each other's
love. He's such a guy.
That's what
he still looks way too far into everything, and he's just, like, assuming that that's what you meant.
So in guy language, we sort of make you our third favorite sports team instead of our first one. We still watch you. We just don't watch it with the hopes and an intent of, like, I can bet money on this guy.
And we don't make the
difference.
That's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't, like, cook
but
for
that,
the game.
But that's not it at all, because if the same if we live next door to each other, same house, like, you know, the duplex, and I see you every day outside in the yard. I see you and Nikki both outside in the yard every single day. And what do we do when we talk? Because you know we're going to talk paranormal. There'll be 3,000 channels. We find the only four that has paranormal, and those are the four channels.
Paranormal or someone about to be a ghost because they're being killed. Yes.
Yep.
Or
and
sports.
Then if we can't find any good paranormal shows to watch on TV, we watch Murder Files. You know why? Because we know who did it.
Yes, the Forensic Files. I've watched every episode.
I thought Lisa would have my back
on the sports.
2 minutes to determine who did it. I'm going to give myself 2 minutes. Ooh, I did good because I got it in 30 seconds. And my husband's like, you sucked the fun out of these murder shows. I'm like, oh, sorry. Or then he'll be like, what are you watching now, Dead Bodies? He goes, can't you take a night off? I'm like, I am. This isn't paranormal. He goes, no. It's just blood and guts still. It's not the same.
Well, it's just people about to be ghosts.
Do.
That's all.
Yeah, it's just what we do. But people who haven't had a stitch of abilities, if they go on plenty of investigations, then maybe they work at the haunted site. And they're seeing these people that are doing the investigations that have abilities every single day. It rubs off, and then they become sensitive. Now, abilities are like liver. Either you want it for dinner or you don't. There's no happy medium with them. It's either, yes, you're going to allow spirit to, you know, flourish your abilities, or you're going to say to spirit, not today, not tomorrow, not next week, not if you give me green eggs and ham, not on a roof, not anywhere. I don't want it. Then they know for sure that you really don't, but occasionally they'll test you with something. Like, you know, they'll give you like a gut feeling where you're like, I need air in the tire. You know what? It's not signaling that I need to put air in the tire, so I'm just going to chance it. And then the whole time you're driving, you're like, please don't get a flat. Please don't get a flat. And then, boom, you get a flat, and you're like, thanks. Like the one time. Right. And they're like, well, you should have followed your gut. So it's the fight or flight response, which is the gut instinct. But it's so inbred in us that we get it for the weirdest things. Like, I won't put my children on a plane together. My husband's like, you've lost your crackers. No, because I'm being told that we can't all be on the same plane. God forbid anything should happen. And he's like, we're all on the same plane. I go, which is why Jesus is on the hotline listening to me now going, ain't nothing happening to my kids. I'll kill the pilot, but you ain't having nothing touching my kids. They better land on the ground in a cloud, in a gentle feather falling motion. They're not to be touched. So, I mean, to say we're not religious is not true. To say that we don't appreciate Catholicism is not true. But you got to ask yourself, why through the histories of our country have we had spiritualism been on top and then on bottom? And, if you have abilities, you're Satan incarnate. No, honey. The Catholic Church gave us a patron saint. Thank you very much. We got one. So we're on the books, and we haven't done half the stuff that some of these religions have. I'm just saying, most of us would be terrified to jinx us in any way or shape or form. I don't have to be a demonologist or a satanic worshiper to know that if I'm going into some place that there was Satan worshiping, I'm not going to go in there with guns blazing and be like, look, I got holy water. You can't touch me. That's stupid.
Thank you.
But I might have my protection amulet in my back pocket in case I get in a situation that I don't want to be dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I just treat everybody with the same respect, even if they're not a good energy, because then they know, okay, she's respecting us. She's giving us the respect. She's not happy with what we do. Like, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but I'm somebody's cup of tea. And usually when I try to go in there and I have to remove a spirit, they look at me and they go, so when's the medium getting here? I'm like, I'm the medium. Huh, kind of thought you'd be taller. I'm like, yeah, kind of thought you'd be cuter or nicer. I don't know. Like, is that the best you
Survivor.
Got? Yeah, like,
more
you know.
Alive.
Yeah, put a little flesh on your skeleton that I'm singing. But I
like that,
Rob.
Aliver.
Like, that.
Yep,
like even at the
one.
Farnsworth, I didn't go in there that first time like, hey, I'm the psychic. I tried to blend in till it's time not to blend in. And they find you anyways, whether you got your beacon on or not. They know you got abilities. We walk in there, it's like you got this, like, you know, little neon light that says, she's got it. Oh, and he's got it. And he's got it because even when I went down to the basement, I knew that those guys that were behind us, they had abilities. I don't know if they were aware that they had abilities. They just thought they were getting lucky every time that they went to a haunted location. But they have abilities because he was like, and he whispered it. He's like, if you tell me you feel something right in this area, he goes, I'm going to be bullshit. And I put my hand out. I'm like, oh, yeah, I feel it. And he's like, oh. He goes, so it's real. I'm like, yeah, kind of. Like, what did you think this was, Disney? This is not Disney. These creatures are not like all three layers of makeup and we want you to look creepy but not too creepy because we can't give kids nightmares. Oh, no. I see people with no skin on. That's creepy. I help on cold cases.
Did you know that?
You cannot see that.
I was going to say, did you know that Walt Disney is said to haunt Disneyland? We found that out, I think, what, two shows ago.
I went to Disneyland with my children. You know that haunted house? That haunted house is actually haunted. Yeah, it's actually haunted. It's not just a haunted house thrill ride or whatever you want to call it. It's actually haunted. There were spaces there that shouldn't have been there because they weren't safe with the right. Because the only reason why I know this is because I had gone before with my husband when it was just us. Before children, BC, before children. And then we had to get you with the ice cream and I'm hot and he's touching me, like the whole thing. There were spaces there that were not there before. And I could tell who was in the same room with us, like whether or not they saw it too, because they, you know, everybody knows that look. You know when you walk into an argument and it's like they try to make it off like there was no argument and you know who was fighting. You can just tell. They ooze anger. It's the same thing. We can spot others with abilities. And listen, at this point, I will no longer say, like, oh, I thought I've seen it all. Now I just go, that's different for a Tuesday. Because I've seen just about every kind of medium or psychic or someone with abilities, and it is such a customized thing that everybody has their own take on how to do it. But none of it's wrong. It's just, it's what works for them. It's kind of like when you tell your kids, like, how to get rid of the boogeyman. And at that point, you're so desperate for sleep, you'll tell them anything. And you do the little baby powder, put it in a baggie and say, okay, so it puts the sparkles in. Be like, okay, this is the bye-bye boogeyman stuff. And you sprinkle it and you tell the kid, all right, blow it off your hand and tell them bye-bye. And they go to sleep. If you're desperate enough... You will find out your own way. Maybe the other stuff was too complicated. I've seen many mediums that do the whole mojo thing, you know, the, you know, with the gypsy scarf, like the whole Disney Hollywood kind of psychic medium thing. And I'm saying to myself, why is she doing that? when Spirit's sitting right next to her going like, really, is this what you're going to do to us tonight? Like, really? Like, didn't we talk to you about this the other night? And I can hear the whole conversation, and she's still playing it off like that's what she needs to connect. I'm like, yeah, I call BS on that one too. So it's not that I don't believe most mediums that are on TV have abilities. I just question the authenticity and what they're trying to bring out to be the authentic, to be the standard, kind of like a dog show. There's a standard for each dog, like what a perfect dog should be in that breed. I just think that everybody's constantly trying to redefine what a psychic medium should have and should not have. And it's just such a customized thing that we're not all great at the same things, but we're all great at something. We don't all suck at things, but there'll be some area that we need work on. And if we want to pursue it and make that one of our stronger abilities, we'll work at it. But I've also noticed that some rather teach than do. What's that thing about the bridesmaids, like always a bridesmaid, never a bride? It kind of feels like that, but it's more like they're always the bride. They will never be a bridesmaid. So they rather tell you how to do it just so you do it their way and they can make some money versus explaining that everybody's different. So here's what I do. And there's a thought, like you go to YouTube for grounding, there's like 3 trillion videos on it. And then I just learned, because I would have conversations with Spirit, like, is that really what you want me to do? And they're like, no. What about this one? Oh, hell no. No, we don't like it when you guys do that. What do you want me to do? They're like, just be you. So just being yourself, knowing how you are, I don't use the mumbo jumbo. I'm kind of like a down version of fancy. Like, I can dress up, I can clean up and, like, you know, pass myself off as something fancy. But 98% of the time, you'll find me in jeans and sneakers or flip flops. There's no wand.
Well, I know that usually before our investigations, I am grounded, but it's usually not the right. It's using the term in a different way. Usually, it's like, "Hey, don't say this or don't do this," or "You're grounded from using that device today," or "Don't click the light a million times," which I haven't done in years. Yeah, I got grounded from using a flashlight. She's like, give me that. And I have not been able to use a flashlight in like 3 years. I've officially been grounded from any type of like carrying a flashlight. It's
Rob, do you know the two Corys, right? The two Corys,
yes.
And that whole situation. Okay, so Cory just popped his head in right now to say hi. He was like, just like famous people, we get nervous and we have a routine. And I'm like, okay, I'll bring that up. But then I also had somebody from sports that says, like, there's rituals that athletes do before. Say Curt Schilling, he would eat mac and cheese every day before a game. Even if he wasn't in the mood for mac and cheese, that just became his ritual. Like, kind of like kids don't want to change their socks or change their shirt, you know what I mean? Because that's their lucky shirt or their lucky socks or whatever. It's the same thing. And I think, I'm pretty sure that any rock band that takes the stage must have butterflies before they go out. I mean, it's like I say, if you ever get, it's the norm where you have to look at dead bodies and talk to the spirits, then maybe you shouldn't be in it because it should still have a little ooh factor, because if it doesn't, I sort of feel like you now made the transformation into over there and that you don't find humanity valuable. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like you still want to have compassion. Like I can't imagine it ever getting old for me that an animal loses its life and that they deserve to go to heaven for whatever the reason or whatever they had to suffer here on earth. They should just have a golden path where they can just cross the bridge.
Yes, damn straight.
And then, you know, some of our pets were so spoiled rotten that they get on the bridge and like, what do you mean I have to walk myself? Why can't somebody carry me? You carried me all my life. Why can't you carry me? It's like, I'm not allowed on the other side of the bridge. Go see Nana. She'll take care of you.
Right.
Well, I know our time is up just about. And the good news for the listeners is that you will be on the live paranormal TikTok account this evening, in a short amount of time after the show. It'll work. There's no trying. It's going to work. It's perfect. Tonight is not perfect. It's everything we've done.
Okay, but it's only because I'm using it on my laptop. I try to have it so we could go live, like, behind the scenes as I was doing the radio show with you guys. And it's saying that I can only upload the video, so I'll have to do it from my phone.
Okay, but I sent you the username and password. And
I
know
that.
You just had to click the add account, and we'll be around to get to that if you don't have it.
Dude,
that
is even on my
phone.
Yeah,
there's an add account circle in the bottom. When you go into the administration portion, it says add account on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm on the laptop. I didn't even know I could get it on the laptop, so there we go.
I don't think you can stream live from the laptop. I'm like 100% sure.
Oh, is that what it is? Because it will let me upload
they don't
a
let
video.
You.
Yeah.
So maybe that's
driven.
What.
You can... Yeah,
well,
when you go onto your phone, at the very bottom, it says switch account.
If anybody hasn't subscribed yet, they need to. Make sure you're following all the live paranormals, whether it's on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Did I leave any out, Rob? That's all, right?
So we mostly use Facebook.
YouTube,
just started
TikTok.
Using Instagram. TikTok or YouTube is weak, but it's getting a bit better. And we do have we have a large amount of followers on Twitter. I think it's like 20,000, which isn't huge, but like for the lack of us posting
but
anything,
we
on
don't
it,
tweet.
People follow us.
Yeah, I don't
tweet.
Like Twitter.
We need to tweet more.
I don't like it.
Twitter, whatever. I don't know how to tweet that thing properly, so we'll just let it be. But I need followers on YouTube or I can't go live.
Yes, you do.
And listen, when Rob and Nikki go live on their YouTube, they interact with you guys. Like, they'll take some questions, this and that. I want to be able to go live at the same time so that I can show you all the things that I do.
That would be cool.
How many followers, how many people do you have now? Because we'll promote it for the next week or two so you can get over to 1,000. Get over 1,000.
Well, I'm crazy like this, so it's the Purple Dahlia, one word. On TikTok, it's Purple Dahlia Medium. On Facebook, it's the Purple Dahlia, not your average medium. And then I heard this really nice man named Rob is going to get my webpage up and going, hint, hint, so that we can
You approved the design. So the design was set, and now I just have to cut it up, and we'll have it up and going in no time. I had to get you the server space, so we'll get you the server space, and I'll talk to you about that.
I'm kind of going to need a logo so
easy.
I can have it put on a sweatshirt for Nikki.
Yes. She needs
only gets a sweatshirt. That's pretty.
Well,
that
you'll probably get a black sweatshirt, but hers, I'm making sure hers is purple.
No.
So
I like
steal
it.
My black one. That's what your first thought was.
I said nothing better than a
black
sweatshirt, though. I hear that they have, like, you know, the glow-in-the-dark ink that the Farnsworth used on theirs? They have that, but I guess you can get it in different colors so I can have it printed in glow-in-the-dark. I'm thinking I'm going to do that.
Ooh.
Like, I don't want to make it see the word until the nighttime because I want it to say, like, shh, I'm with the psychic.
Yes.
So they'll light up at night so that's what they see. So
I will so rock that.
I'm with the psychic.
Everyone who I'm with at night will be suddenly psychic because I will wear that all the time. I'll be like,
I don't know.
Did you not read my shirt?
Actually, it's a funny side note is I almost bought a shirt today, and it said Flash Reactive on it. So like the logo lit up when you were in pictures, and I just thought, you know, if I wear this on investigations and it lights up, she's gonna look at me like, she's gonna say, what the hell were you thinking to buy that shirt? And let your stupid shirts lighting up. So, you know, I actually removed it from my shopping cart and didn't go through with the purchase because I thought she would be like, that shirt's stupid.
If it glows in the dark, it's different
because
it's constant. But if it only comes up during the flash, I would find that super annoying. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I would kick you out.
I did not buy a shirt today.
I'd kick him out.
For the specific reason because I remember, I know you'd be like, hey, you need to take that shirt and dump it or something. So
I would just take it off. I'd remove it from something. I'd somehow get it, and I would burn it.
So I knew it was a waste of like $12, even though it was on sale. I'm like, this isn't going to cut it.
So he just put it back in the cart because he knows it will annoy me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have a bunch
of
guests that would like to come on my show when we're up and running. But if anybody out there is looking to come on the show, by all means, message the Purple Dahlia on Facebook so I can get your message and get back to you, because I have basically everybody under the moon, whether it's people that create instruments and tools to use on an investigation, those that can customize like tools like divining rods and so forth. And then I also have just the layman, because a lot of times I'm finding that the more technology, the less spirit wants to work with it. So the simpler, the better. So maybe like some smudge kits or whatnot. But I do want to say that the smudge that you guys have for sale at the Farnsworth, correct? Or Live Paranormal?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I recently joined Metro West Paranormal here in Massachusetts, and they're going to put it on their items to sell too. So,
awesome.
Like, there's places to get it if you need it, people, okay? There's places to get it if you need it. But yeah, like, I'm always fascinated by the walks of life that we all come from, and yet we all seem to focus on spiritualism. You get electricians, you get like weightlifters and stuff, and yet we all come together in the same room, and it's like it's crazy, like, because some of these people like might have been a nun, or you know what I mean, but they're so into it. It's great. Does my heart good, and the world needs more sunshine in it.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us. Sorry, I was busy ordering head/ reactive shirts.
Now we want one too.
I will, you know, if we're all wearing Flash Reactive shirts, then can't she get mad? No.
No, then she'll just be like, I can't, and I'll just go.
Then she'll wear it on Halloween when she's trying to scare the crap out of the neighborhood kids like I do, like, boom.
Well, you know, let you go.
Thank you for
so
coming
you can
on.
Get ready for your big TikTok appearance on our Live Paranormal page.
Is
it a page or is it an account?
I did it on TikTok already under the Purple Dahlia Medium, and I told everybody about tonight's radio show and that to follow the Live Paranormal page on TikTok. So I think we call it a page. And
that
way they could see me tonight.
Well
whatever
that,
it
like,
is,
you say
that's
page,
where they need to go,
or,
and that's what they need to do.
You know, it's right. Something for the kids to know, right? The crazy kids know all that lingo.
Listen, I'm looking for an 18-year-old that can work my webpage. Because old folks can't figure it out. I have a laptop now that's so new that nobody knows how to work it. So I can turn it on, and I can turn it off. Whoa, stressful, one button, I know. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's got all sorts of doodads before doodads were doodads.
I hate when the new laptops have like that little scroll bar on the side.
God, yes. How did you get rid of that?
On the pads, it's like the dumbest thing I think that ever came up with.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
And it's like a
you can turn it off.
It's not even a check. No, not on here. I tried clicking everything. Nothing happened.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. That's something that's a Mickey thing because apparently I have
you have to go into the settings.
Phone.
Guys, bring your laptop
and
I will take care of it.
I'm already bringing – next time I see her, I need to remember to have her do my phone because we've noticed about 10 or 15 things that I don't have going right now or done wrong.
And I'm like, seriously?
Which she says I've
do
done
it.
Wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not
so I'll bring
so
it.
She's got to go through
I'll
and
bring it with
do all that.
In April. So
yes,
I'll
do that.
When I
and I'll take care of it. Yes.
Okay. Fingers crossed.
All right, so everyone head on over to
our on a dog.
Ooh, good luck. I hope you get it.
I hope so too.
And
so
on TikTok and talk to Lisa live right there. So thanks for everyone for joining us. And Lisa, we got to let Lisa go because Lisa got to go get ready.
Okay,
yeah,
go get ready,
I gotta get more tea because I did all my makeup already. I look cute, sort of, kind of.
I believe you.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
I never comment.
All right, you too.
Like that. Just like,
what about men go on TikTok?
Yes.
Yeah, onto a page, account, whatever you call
whatever.
Whatever the
yeah.
official term is. We're there. We're just at Live Paranormal. And it's actually, it's the very first time we've met and had anyone else besides the two of us use our account. So it's kind of historic.
Yes.
So if you mess it up, no.
Because we love her.
Just, you know.
We
yes.
love her.
And I think that it's going to go really well.
I do too.
So I enjoyed tonight's show.
Me too.
Yeah, and like I said, I do think you have some psychic ability, but it tends to lead to the more bizarre situations that you drum up, and they're actually accurate. You know, I found it out the hard way multiple times, and now when you say stuff, I used to like, you know, tell you and fight you on things, and now I just kind of like. Shrug and be like, you know what, it's better because some things have come to fruition that she has said before, and it's not gone my way.
Nope.
So I do believe you, you know, come up with these wacky scenarios, and maybe they're not really wacky scenarios, they're just pure psychic intuition.
Yep.
So I guess I will let you, which I'm sure you already knew because you're psychic, you know, wrap up tonight's show, and we'll see everyone next week.
Yeah. Everyone have a great night, and we will see you next week. Tune in to TikTok to see Lisa on the Live Paranormal TikTok. Bye, everybody.
Bye.